Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to your Thursday afternoon.
Wow. Is that what you want me to say?
Was it good? Was it good?
It was good.
Yes.
It was good.
I've been practicing magic tricks and I've been shown to my housemate, Johnny, and he reckons people are just being nice when they go, wow. Are you just being nice? Or was that
so? Fine? No, well, that's why you're showing me, because I never, ever am just nice for the sake of being nice to you. And that's very, it's good.
Oh, gosh, guys. I've been open about
Now's the time. People need magic more than ever in their lives at the moment.
Don't they? And live streaming comedy is tough, but magic gigs, God.
Magic from your lounge room. That's what you should do each night. When people are bored, they can just, what are we doing? Zoom in to your magic at home sessions.
You can find me at amateurmagician.org. get in touch. Hey, Bickers, I saw something lovely as I scrolled along my Instagram feed. It was an instructional message, and I don't like instructional messages because I don't like being told what to do, but when it comes from this voice, it's pretty good. This is how you wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Washing so much fun. Use your hands, your fish, your wrist, and keep germs on the run.
That is your gorgeous
so
little
cute.
Girl.
She taught me a new little song today, but I love the hardest bit for her is she struggles with for fists. So every time she gets that bit, instead of she wants to say fists, so she has to really concentrate and put her mouth together and go fists. So the song always takes a slight speed change at the fist bit.
Fist.
Speaking of kids, though, coming up in the show, I have possibly received possibly the most comprehensive and helpful list of things I've ever seen during this coronavirus time of stuff to keep your kids entertained of all ages, from toddlers to teens. I've been looking at this for hours now. I've got my next few months sorted. I'll share that with you later on. But if it's not your kids giving you the SHITs at the moment, but your hubby, hubby.
What's that spell?
I think I have something for you next that will be so relatable to you, and I want you all to take part, listen and call in, and it's venting time. Think of it as group therapy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Those who are fortunate enough to have a job at the moment are finding that their worlds have been turned upside down. They're working in places they're not used to working, in bedrooms, in lounge rooms, with kids running around, and often with their spouses also working at home, and they're often having to share the same workspace. So they're hearing each other's, you know, conference calls and all of that. And there's this funny thing going around on the internet at the moment where spouses share the hilarious things they've learned about their partner since they've been working from home with their partner next to them. And Laura Norkin, who's the deputy editor at InStyle magazine, she shared hers, and it's just set off a list of people following it. Her said, "The funny thing about quarantining is hearing your partner in full work mode for the first time. Like, I've realised I'm now married to the let's circle back guy."
Let's circle back.
And then the things that have followed. One of them said, mine said, my husband said, "Why don't we table that and revisit that in a couple of days' time?" And she's gone, "Who the F is he? We've never tabled a damn thing or revisited anything in our entire 36 years of marriage." A lot of people talk about how their husband is so pleasant and patient with the work colleagues, and they're like, "Why don't I get that patient guy at home?" And one woman said, "I just heard my husband say, 'What's one thing I can do to make your day better?'" And she's written WTF. Another woman, Marcella's written, "I'm married to, quote, just to clarify."
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
That
just
guy.
Oh, God.
How's it been going at your place? Because Chris is working from home, isn't he?
Oh, look, it's pretty full on.
Yeah. Is he the same? Is he the same? Like, is work him the same as a home him?
No, I think we've both discovered we're not great at tech, so we're the person who everyone's neatly zoomed in, sitting in their spot, and we're trying to still connect the thing, and it's buffering, and then we're both trying to do it, and then the kids are in the background going, "I can't get on the internet anymore," while everyone patiently waits. I love this one here that says, "My husband has a work voice. I never knew. I can always tell when he's on a work call now because his voice is louder and deeper. Also, he takes most of his calls in our master closet like he's some sort of home podcaster looking for silence."
Why do people always give the best version of themselves to the people they work
with? Isn't it so true?
Is it because they're being paid?
Except for us.
Yeah. The people they have to spend the most time with, they decide to be the worst to.
But I think that's what's going to happen at the moment too, because we're all going to spend so much time with each other. And I was thinking everyone's so stressed out at the moment, stressed out about work, stressed out about the kids. I reckon it's going to be couples that find it hardest because we won't leave anything for each other. We'll be doing all the other stuff, servicing all the people we're worried about, our parents, everything. And then we're going to, this got a lot deeper than I anticipated, but we're going to have to, you know, turn to each other for a bit of support. Be kind and compassionate, not be so short and irritable.
Hey, we should put something to the test. I don't think we have the right setup today, but I would love to know. I always see guys talk to their partners and they talk to them in such a higher pitched voice than they talk to
baby,
other guys.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, they're like, hey, babe, how you going? And then a guy calls him and they're like, oi, g'day, Jono. Oi, lad, lad. And then they're like, hang on a second, Jono. Oi, just give us a second. Hey, babe, just a thing, just a quick thing. I was just wondering. I would love.
There's a beer in the fridge.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Thanks,
hey, babe,
Schnickums.
Could you just grab? Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah, sorry, Jono. Just back to what we're talking about. G'day, you dickhead. Anyway, here we go.
But I want to hear from people in 131060. Have you discovered that you're married to the circle back guy? What have you discovered about your partner since working from home? Yeah. One guy has said that he's been listening to his wife so long, he's realised that at home she's been using her personal management techniques that she uses at work on him because she uses the same thing on her colleagues that she uses on him at home.
I love it. I love it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're having some fun in here. We're reading what people have discovered about the other half if they're now fortunate enough to still have a job and be now self-isolating, working from home. And a lot of people just venting, really, about how they've realised their partner's a knob at work.
You know what
I've
realised?
Actually, no, it's more that they've realised they're a knob at home and at work. They're really, really lovely.
Yeah, they're trying to ask them to introduce themselves to this work person because they'd prefer to be married to them. Hey, you know what I've realised is difficult about this? They're probably at home with the people right now. So we're asking them to call in on 131060. And they've probably picked up the phone and their partner's gone, babe, you're not calling about that. am I a jerk?
We'll circle back to that later. Belle has just messaged me, our producer, saying that she's discovered her boyfriend's a diary guy and that he has his calendar diary where he writes little lists and highlights them and then ticks them off when we've done them. And I just made me a little bit of vomit rise up, to be honest.
But isn't Belle, I would have assumed Belle.
It's not annoying at all.
But Belle would be that girl.
Totally.
She's constantly sending me emails that I could not care about.
Oh, just, don't be like that.
What she is, she'll send me 4 emails about appointments that I didn't know that we had being cancelled. And I'm like, I'm back to square one anyway. Who cares? She goes, we were going to chat to Jess Malboy on the 31st of October. And I'm like, mate, I don't know. Anyway, that's been cancelled. Okay. Don't send me any of the emails.
She does a brilliant job and you wouldn't be able to do your job without Belle. In fact, I hope she doesn't rock up one day and support you and then you can see how you go without her around.
It's true.
Courtney, talk to us about what you've discovered about your partner since working from home.
So we're not really working from home, but because my husband's hours have been cut, he's home about 2 hours before I am. And it has taken 11 years to realise how much of a slob he is. I am now cleaning up after him more than I clean up after our toddler.
What's his main crime?
He just leaves, like, his plates everywhere and, like, drinks, cans of drink. Like, he just does not clean up after himself. Or if he does, and he actually does take a plate to the kitchen, even though the dishwasher is right there, he'll just leave it on the kitchen bench. And that's all over the floor.
Courtney, I've discovered that Chris is like Hansel and Gretel. I can always tell where he's been because if we have like a packet of Doritos in the cupboard, he won't take the packets to the bench and get a bowl and put some in. He'll just take a handful and then eat them as he roams around the house doing the things he needs to do. And they're very hard to hold on to. They're just crumbs. And then I see Addie crawling along behind, catching the crumbs.
Crumbing up like a mini Hoover. Courtney, are you brave enough to just let it go and let the mess grow until it's the point where he does something about it, or do you have to clean it?
No, I can't stand this. The second I walk in the house and I see you there, I've got to clean it. Like, I'm OCD, like, clean, so it just, if I try to leave it there, but it never lasts more than, like, 15 minutes before I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it.
This is why women are amazing, because they reward our bad behaviour.
Charlie, what have you discovered about your partner since working from home?
I haven't really discovered nothing, but I'm a diary guy, so I don't really see what's wrong with that. I'm listening to the radio thinking, what am I doing wrong?
No, we love diary guys. That's my point, was that's really nothing to complain about.
If you're not a diary guy, you're obviously doing something wrong. Like,
would you
don't know where you're at.
Are you a diary guy on your phone, like an online diary guy, or a Kiki K kind of diary guy?
No, actual diary, like pen paper diary.
And are you writing in things you want to do for the day, or are you writing in who you've got a crush on?
I actually wrote down that I was going to call you guys today at 3:20.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're pulling your hair out trying to work out how the hell you're going to entertain your kids at home for hours on end, a friend sent me a list that's doing the rounds at the moment. It's ideas for parents. I've never seen a longer list for anything in my entire life. We're going to whack it on the Carrie and Tommy website. I think it's carrieandtommy.com.au. Is that it, Jessie?
That's the one.
You'd think I'd know after 4 years.
It's
but it's got a. I was about to say it's at Carrie and Tommy because I'm really good with this tech stuff. But it has some amazing things on there. Like you can get the kids to watch online tours inside like some of the world's most amazing museums, like the National History Museum or the British Museum, or you can even tour the Great Wall of China. The Louvre is on there, Yellowstone National Park. You can explore the surface of Mars.
I think when you're doing some of those things, though, aren't they just Google Maps? Like, what's the difference between Google Maps and...
They're
checking
not
out the Great Wall of China.
Because they sit you in there and they take you on like a virtual tour, so you feel like you're inside, and then they talk to you all about them. I mean, that'll occupy the kids for a whole hour.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be able to go anywhere for a long time, mate, so this is the whole point. There's like audio books on there.
Just quite aggressive.
You can have, it's because you don't have children at home. I'm feeling aggressive about this because I am at my wit's end.
Yeah.
At this point in time, the idea that I could have a famous person read stories to my child excites me greatly, and that
Who's
is an option.
Who's doing that? Who's
doing
that?
Lots of celebs.
Could I be making money off this?
You could. I mean, I don't know, yeah.
Don't be hurtful. Don't be hurtful. These people are like George Clooney, aren't they? And they're like, can I make money? And you're like, no, not you, champion.
Anyway, there's also like thousands and thousands of printable worksheets for kids to be able to do if you want to
still
do a bit of maths and science and stuff.
Yeah, they love a printable worksheet I'm just saying.
This is not a segment for you, all right?
Okay,
this is really not your time to shine. Okay. Go online to carrieandtommy.com.au if you want any of that stuff.
You sure that's our website?
That is our website.
Okay.
Jessie? Hey. Yep.
I need people, because you know how there's always lookalikes? Like, I get sent lookalikes all the time. Shia LaBeouf.
I've never known someone to get sent so many lookalikes as you.
I know. And most of them are hurtful, but thank you. Keep them coming. I had that guy who's running for the mayor of the Gold Coast who looks like an older, slightly more ethnic version of me the other day.
No.
I think he's his competitor. looks like Super Mario, the guy that I got sent. But has there ever been someone who goes throughout the day and someone says, hey, you sound like Carrie Bickmore, or hey, you sound like Tommy Little? I'd love to hear from you if you think you sound like us, or you think you do a ripping impression of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that think they sound or do sound like Husey. I know that's going to help you because he's on a different show. But
I'll take
lots
it as well.
People that
if you sound like either Carrie, me, or Husey, give us a call now. 131060.
Or any celeb, really.
Oh, you're getting desperate, mate. Why just
desperate times call for desperate measures.
Or if you think your voice sounds good.
Or if you just want to call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Because can you sound like me? Do your best impression of me.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I can't. You know, I can't even do another accent, let alone try and sound like another person. It's not my skill set.
Do you want to say something for me? Just say, how are you?
How are you?
How are you? Was that a good you? Was that not bad?
Pretend it's me on the project.
And in... and in other news... No. There was a man on the loose, but he has been rounded up by authorities.
Montana, do you sound like Tommy or myself?
No, my best friend does.
Oh, this is great, Montana, because we're looking for a sound-alike. Look-alikes have been done all over the world, but we haven't had many sound-alikes. And is your friend's name Alicia Montana?
Yes, and she laughs the exact same as Gary.
I love it. We have her on the line
now. This is risky, you know. This is very risky because yeah. I think in my head I know how I sound, and then what's going to happen is I'm going to hear it. I'm going to be really offended.
Mate, I was with. We've had a good sample of laugh there. G'day, Alicia.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you, guys.
Are you happy that you sound like Carrie's laugh?
Well, I've heard some people love it, some people hate it, so...
No, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. We need
laugh.
To fade Montana down for a sec because I feel like yeah. I'm hearing Montana laugh. I need to hear Alicia laugh. Say something to make her laugh, Tommy. Talking to me.
Oh, God. Alicia, just no, give us a laugh.
guys, you need to make me laugh.
Damn, okay. Hang on. Let's go to, can we take one of these calls? Can we go to Mandy quickly?
But keep Alicia, keep Alicia up.
Keep Alicia up,
so we
yeah.
can hear Alicia's laugh when we're chatting to someone else.
G'day, Mandy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. Who do you sound like?
No, it's not me. It's my pastor.
Yeah.
He is the spinning image. If you close your eyes, he's a spinning image of Husey.
But have we got him on the line?
No.
Okay. Alicia, does that not make you laugh? Oh, geez. Alicia's tough, because.
I mean, just like me. You've got to be funny and you haven't said anything funny
Alicia,
yet.
Nothing's made you laugh? Not Mandy, whose pastor sounds like Husey calling up?
What about Catherine? Catherine, can you do a, believe, Mickey Mouse impersonation, which is not kind of what we call for, but if it's going to make Alicia laugh, I'm okay with that.
I think I can. My kids think I can, but I don't really know because, you know, when you hear yourself, you think you sound completely different.
Go for it, Catherine.
Okay. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mickey Mouse.
Alicia?
That's very good.
That's so much like Bickers.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same, but backwards. It's your permitted between
yet. This is a treat. This usually comes on Friday, but tomorrow we have a concert in the clouds for you, the best live music, so you can dance and party away and forget about all the woes of the world.
Also, a bit of a game's fun. Like, we're doing lots of board games at home at the moment, and a bit of competition is what we need. We need to feel the spark. We need to feel alive.
Although whenever I played board games growing up, particularly Monopoly, it ended in a full-blown punch-on in my family. So,
did you see we had Fitzy on the project last night, and he at home, he's been in self-isolation, and they were playing Cluedo, and one of his sons stabbed the other son with a pencil, and it really went right deep into his leg.
I know. So board games are fun. Is that the end result?
This will not end with a pencil to the leg, this game. I promise.
Okay, quick score check. 5-3 to Bickers, but Tommy has two in the last two you've won, mate. So the momentum is all with you. Okay.
The champ's coming back.
All right, first one.
Tommy.
Carrie.
50 Cent Candy Shop.
Far out.
Why not?
Because it's wrong.
Is it?
Can you play it again?
Oh, no! Oh, no. Sorry.
50 Cent.
Oh, no.
The club.
Oh, yeah, I'll give it
that.
The club. How did I get that wrong?
Bro.
I was so confident.
So cocky. Oh. Yeah, cocky is the word I use.
One zip to Bickmore. This is number two.
Carrie. Anastasia, I'm Out of Love.
Oh, damn.
I'm Out of Dove, as she's been posting in the midst of all the corona craziness.
I'm Out of Dove.
Two zip, mate.
Get here free.
Here we go.
Carrie. J-Lo, Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Oh. That is it.
Oh.
Three
is that
zip.
It? Oh, baby. God. Quick game's a good
kids,
game.
If you're listening, don't be cocky. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, Bickers, we got a lot still to come. Pete Hellier is dropping by, but I want to talk to Karens because Caitlin mentioned earlier, as a lot of people are doing now, for any middle-aged woman reference, it's either Karen from accounts or Karen from sales or just Karen.
Why has that become the reference name, do you think?
Because I think we needed a name and I think Karen is a cracking one.
But why Karen and not Marie or Shirley? Or...
Well, this is what I want to talk about because I went to Elton John at the end of last year and had a great time and I was dancing next to this lovely lady and she said, she struck up a conversation. She said, Tommy, I do enjoy watching the project, but I would ask of you one thing and that is, can you please stop using Karen as your go-to name for any annoying baby boomer woman? And I said, well, you're Karen, aren't you? And she said, yes, I am.
Actually, it's a name of an age, isn't it? Yes. The age of there's not a lot of Karens born recently.
And I do realise in hindsight that I probably didn't help by putting on that voice. And Tommy, if you could stop using Karen as your point of reference, please, that would be great. Pick any other name. And I asked her, I said, what name should we go for? And she said, how about Margaret? And I said, that's not bad.
Marg.
Makes you sound like a crow, doesn't it? Marg. But
crazy.
I want to hear from Karens. Give us a call, 131060. Karens, are you sick of being referred to by every person when they're referring to any baby boomer? And do you have another name that we should use instead of Karens?
131060 is the number. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Yeah, we're speaking to Karens because I met a Karen and she's sick of Karen being the word that is used. I've just looked it up on dictionary.com. What does Karen mean? Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even on Urban Dictionary. That's on dictionary.com. And I thought maybe
I didn't realise how many of them we had listening because our phones went into meltdown.
Well, I thought maybe they'd want to defend themselves. And let's go to the first one from New South. Karen A. G'day, Karen A.
Hello.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty great.
You don't sound obnoxious at all.
I hope I'm not.
Karen, what do you do with yourself?
I'm a teacher's aide.
Oh, best. And are you sick of people using your name as a reference point?
A little bit. I think it's funny in some cases.
Karen, is there there's even an article here, sorry, I've just Googled, on how not to be a Karen. Does that hurt your hurt your feelings, Karen?
No, I've seen some of them and they're quite funny.
Well, we've discovered Karens have a sense of humour, which is very good.
Karen, just before we let you go and move on to another Karen, is there a name that you would prefer us to use instead of Karen?
Janet.
Yeah, Janet.
Janet's perfect.
Oh, no, then we'll have Janet's calling us.
Oh, no.
Good on you. Good on you, Karen. Thank you. Let's go to Karen B. Hello, Karen B.
Hello, Tommy and Carrie.
Oh,
hello.
I love you already.
Oh, why? I am obnoxious.
Don't worry,
but
Karen.
But funny
so
as well. Funny's the,
Karen, does it give you the irrits when you hear people refer to Karens?
No, I reckon it's really funny. You know, it's at work. They call me so many different Karens and different versions of Karens.
Like what?
Like at work, it's like they call me Kazalinko and I have to go, you beauty.
Oh, that's very good.
And then they call me Kazmeralda, Kazling, Kazalicious. They call me all sorts of stupid names.
Casualicious step. Yeah, that's great, Kaz. So, Karen,
but every
are you...
time they come past me, they go, Kazalinko, and I go, beauty.
Oh, I need someone like you at my workplace because I tried to make a Marco Polo reference with Carrie the other day and she did not get it at all.
I know what Marco Polo is. Fish out of water.
I had my beanie on Carrie last night.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you know that Karens are wearing your beanies, Bickers?
I hope they are. I like obnoxious people wearing our beanies.
I'm on my way home from work. I just told a person that I was stood down.
Oh, you got Karen. Stood down today, Kaz?
Oh, no, I got stood down at the start of the week, but we had to finish the week off.
Oh, so, Karen, what do you do?
Well, I'm in finance. But maybe I shouldn't say where
no,
I work.
No, but that's all right. Does that mean you're loaded, though, whenever people...
You could probably guess, because it's probably one of the biggest sporting codes in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you're at the AFL.
Right, yes.
Karen, I always assume when people work in finance that they're loaded. Are you loaded?
Oh, God. Oh, Tommy, not making me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay, Karen?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, like, it really hasn't hit me yet, and I'm kind of looking forward to sitting at home and watching a bit of The Bold and the Beautiful, you know, that stuff.
Well, there's like 50 years of it to catch up on, Karen, so you'll be right for a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll look after yourself, okay?
Got a bit of knitting to do as well.
Good on you, Karen. Take care. Let's go to Karen C now. G'day, Karen.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to a manager, thanks.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Now, every time I hear that song, I realise that song should be changed at the moment to "We Are Always, Always Staying Home."
Oh yeah, that's good.
I'm surprised she hasn't done that yet. I'll send her a DM. Her onto it.
Who is it again? Who are we sending that to?
Not sure. Are we sending that to Jess?
Sam Felt featuring Rani.
Are you going to send it to
Rani or to Rani?
I don't know which one you send it to.
Send it to both of them, actually.
A bit of Corona Bits for you. Prince Charles has tested positive for Corona. I don't know if you saw that in the news today. He remains in good health. He's only displaying mild symptoms, apparently, but he's now self-isolating with Camilla, who hasn't shown, who has tested negative. They're self-isolating at Balmoral.
Can I put forward two things? Firstly, do you think the royal family are doing that just to invoke a bit of sympathy to take light away? Yes.
Yes. Does that mean, where's Andrew on the throne level?
Oh, he's more likely to go to jail than get the throne.
Yeah, great.
But my next thing is, is it in poor taste to do a celebrity sweep and we all get a name of who's going to be next?
Yeah, that's really bad, in poor taste.
Yeah, let's pretend we never said it. Move on.
I'm just protecting you from yourself. You'll regret that.
Thank you.
You'll be happy to know the Prime Minister. Actually, I was going to say, he's taken on board everyone's feedback. I think he may have misinterpreted the feedback. He's extended the time frame that you can now get your hair cut from 30 minutes to... Well, now you can go for as long as you want, as long as there's the 4 square metre rule applied. He said that he's listened to the response, but I feel like the response was just that we don't understand why we even need the 30 minutes to go get a haircut at the moment. But anyway, that has been lifted overnight. Here's a story that I think will make you laugh. Antonio Munoz from Mexico is 3 days into self-isolation, and he was very hungry, and he thought, how am I going to get to the shops to get some crisps when I can't go out because he has to be in lockdown? So he tucked some money into his little chihuahua's collar and he attached a note that said, "Hello, Mr. Shopkeeper, please sell my dog some Cheetos, the orange kind, not the red ones. They're too hot. She has $20 attached to her collar. She will bite if not treated right, your front neighbour."
I mean, not only is that heartwarming, it's also a great little lesson to any kids. If you want to buy alcohol or cigarettes and you're not yet old enough, put a note under the dog's collar and say it's for your owner, and they'll assume it's an adult.
And here's a warning, actually, while you're giving out warnings, a warning to anyone that's thinking now that the 30-minute...
What warning? I wasn't giving out warnings. You said, "Here's a warning now that we're giving out warnings."
I thought you were saying, "Here's a warning for kids."
No, it was a hot tip for kids.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a hot tip of what not to do after having had a couple of glasses of wine at night now that we're in quarantine. Mm. Pink has given herself a terrible haircut while having a few wines. She thought, you know, why do I need anyone else to cut my own hair when I can cut it myself? And she took us on the journey with her.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking on this whole quarantine thing, but I've decided to make it a sport. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. Look what I did. What do you think? I think I'm looking pretty good. Am I giving you, like, Alyssa Milano vibes? I might try to fix it tonight. Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
So she's given herself like a short buzz cut, but then she's like fully missed the edge of her hairline and gone up, and there's chunks missing out the side. But the problem is it's pink. It actually looks like deliberately she looks cool.
If I tried to do that,
it would be very bad.
Can you please do that tonight?
Imagine if I rocked up next week on the project and
half a shaved head.
Half a shaved head. Great? What do you think would happen?
Everyone would go, finally. Carrie's doing her Britney Spears phase of her career.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, something I think that everyone will be needing right now. Very special guest.
Yes. Look, they're saying there'll either be an increase in births after this lockdown or an increase in the divorce rate. I hope it is the first. Actually, no, I don't hope it's the first in my scenario. I hope neither happens in my world. However, something that I think could be incredibly useful is the show How to Stay Married. And the man behind it, Pete Hellier, joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Tommy. Yes, crazy times.
It is crazy times.
I just realised, actually, walking in here, the most exhilarated feeling I get in 2020 is when I'm not the one who has to open a door. you feel like it's a little win. You feel like, yes.
Well, I'm just touching lifts with my pass or with my jumper pulled over my hand at the moment like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Now, we've got you in here because you told me the exciting news that How to Stay Married Season 2, you decided to bring it forward and put it on Temple and make it available to everyone now because of the times we're under.
Crazy times, Carrie, call for crazy measures. And we're planning on being on air in about a month, maybe a bit more than a month, 6 weeks or so. And Channel 10 came to me and they said, what about this for a crazy idea? Let's put the entire series out on 10 Play. People at home, they need stuff to watch. And I agreed. So right now, if you go to 10 Play, the entire, not just the first episode, the entire season two of How to Stay Married is there. So,
It's an early drop.
It's an early drop, and I hope it can give everybody a laugh because that's what, you know, that's in our jobs, that's the one thing we can really do. We can't offer medical advice.
No.
You can entertain. You can entertain.
Well, we can.
We shouldn't be,
Tommy, you should certainly not be giving medical advice.
Is there an episode on how to stay married through corona?
No. You know what's really weird is that one of the through lines for the series is my character, Greg, really desperately wants to take the family on a cruise around the world.
No.
And this is all shot pre-corona. And there's even a reference to them being petri dishes, which has become quite a controversial statement in the last probably 24 hours. But, for viruses or for gastro or something, I did think about, can we go back in post-production and put a little coronavirus?
Yeah.
But some character off-camera makes a coronavirus reference. But we haven't touched it, but it was all done a year out before these crazy times. And watch it and let me know if it rings true or if it rings a bit weird.
Hellier, the first season was so great, but now that we have it all available for us to binge, I want to know what is you as the creator, what's our recommended method of consumption? Should we watch one episode a week? Should we just sit in, shut the doors, get a slab and watch them back to back in one night?
See, being a Star Wars fan, I suggest watching episode 4 first, episode 5 second, episode 6, then going back to episode 1, 2, 3, and then... No, I think if you haven't seen the entire series, I mean, you can certainly start by watching series 2, but I think series 1...
Which is on 10 Play as well.
It was on 10 Play as well.
Oh, my God,
so
this is 2 full series to consume.
It's all there. So I'd suggest starting from the start. It's binge television. And the second season does have a lot more... there's a lot more through lines. Lisa McCune's character, Em, she gets an opportunity at work that kind of compromises a few things at home. I want to go on the cruise. this first love stuff with our daughter Sophie. She's going through, some puberty. There's some sexting stuff. There's dealing with the in-laws. There's a book week episode. There's trying to make money from home. There's trying
to very relatable,
make
Pete.
New friends as an adult. That's a tricky thing to do. Proposals. There's a bunch of stuff. Judith Lucy. Steve Bisley's my father-in-law. It's all in there.
Tommy.
No, I just wanted to know at what point Jar Jar Binks pops up and it's a sign that it's all gone to shit.
Episode 1, mate. Episode 1.
Sorry.
The Phantom Greg.
How are you going? I obviously work with you each night, but how, for you, obviously the show How to Stay Married, how's everything on the home front for you during Corona? Are you finding that your life is under more stress at home?
Ooh. I think so far...
No, I didn't mean a fool is in like a, hey, a leading question.
That's a brutal question.
No, I think it's worth...
Coming on Dr. Phil.
No, I just feel like it's worth to everyone getting a sense of how people are going at home at the moment.
It is. My 17-year-old had his first day of online learning and he got through that fine. And I was speaking to my dad today and he's always been a list maker. And I said, Bill, these times are built for you because I think lists are going to become important in the next few months.
But what do you mean?
Months.
You can't do anything?
Like, no, lists as far as these are the things, like routines, and these are the things we're going to achieve today. And like maybe knowing what you are going to do tomorrow before you go to bed, like they give you something, you know. So people who I think who love doing a list, I think they're going to come
into
their own.
Like their life planned, they can plan the next. Yep. I mean, it's opportunity.
It is. Everything's an opportunity, Carrie. That's why we put out How to Stay Married Season 2 on 10Play.
Well, catch it. It is on 10Play now. I'm glad that you are on the TV each night to guide us through these times, but also on 10Play, Pete Hellier. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carrie Bickmore.
We all need a laugh in these dark times.
Thanks, Legend. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Should we invite in the youngest old woman we know?
Yes. Hey guys. Welcome to the studio, Caitlin, one of our producers. I mean, everybody's really trying to be innovative and creative in this these corona times.
Yes, it's actually one of my big hopes from this time that great things will come from people being innovative because they're stuck at home.
Mm. Now, how are you being innovative,
guys,
Caitlin?
I've started a herb garden.
Caitlin, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, I just needed to get that out first. So why herbs?
Because we use a lot of herbs in our cooking and it really adds flavour.
Is this like a young person saying herbs? Are you growing the reefer?
This is Caitlin we're talking about.
Are you growing the hooch?
No, guys.
What are you growing?
I've started with spring onion and on the weekend I learnt how to grow it from just a bulb.
So hang on, you're not growing the wacky tobacco, you're growing spring onion.
Yeah.
Why would you choose that as your first herb to grow? It's like the word, it's almost, we don't even need it. It's completely.
No, oh my God, it is so necessary. Exactly. It's so necessary. Like we use it in omelets. We use it as a garnish on
Do
top
you?
Of other food. Yes.
Hold on.
Spring onion sucks,
sorry.
Bro.
And also necessary. When you say the word necessary, that's a vital thing to for us to continue. Yeah. Adding a spring onion to an omelet doesn't make it necessary.
No,
adding it as a garnish doesn't make it necessary.
That a rich person says truffle is necessary. Spring onion sucks.
No.
It sucks when they put it in potato salads. I hate
what?
It. If I got an omelette and if they'd snuck spring onion in there,
I agree.
I'd throw it at their face.
Can you tell me, which I've always wondered, which bit of the spring onion are you meant to use?
So the bottom of it, the white part, is the really oniony part, and then the green part you can use as a garnish. But you can also use that in it. But
I've right always up to the thrown top, away the white bit.
See?
No, very important. That's the most oniony part of it. So that's the flavour. That's why you bloody hate it, because you don't ever get the flavour of
You're
it.
You're chewing on the leaves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
But I feel like if the world's going
to go
down...
I'm just
going
to go back to just growing wacky tobacco.
I feel like if the world's going to end, surely you want like carrots or potatoes or something hardy.
Doesn't
not a
that
spring
sound
onion.
Great? If the world was ending and you could just think to yourself, oh, thank God I've got my carrots.
No, Mario, who lives across the road from me, he has a veggie garden. He taught Evie how to grow tomatoes. Oh, she's so proud of them.
I love when people live up to their name.
Mario, yes.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's grew tomatoes, yeah. Anyway, so when everything goes to lockdown, I'm heading to Mario's his vegetable garden.
Oh, great. Now I have to go to Caitlin's and eat spring onion.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusie and Edda here.
Fresh from a bar. We did a bar. What do we do? A bar?
A bar,
what do we do?
A bar,
No, it's bar.
I'm aware of what it is. I'm saying, is that the thing you went and did?
Yeah, that's what we did because, you know, obviously ScoMo got it wrong, but it's now banned and we didn't know what it was. So you can see it up on the socials. It was a lot of fun. I did it.
How are your glutes now? It's very tough on the buttocks.
It's great, isn't it? Really firm.
Is it tough on the buttocks?
Yeah, because it's a dancer kind of class. It helped you ahead of your dance this weekend.
Well, it was taken by Georgia, my dance partner. She can also take bar, so she was our instructor.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that why it's in vogue at the moment? Because is it you know how booties are very much in vogue?
Exactly.
Is that why?
Exactly. Yeah, it's booty focused.
Okay. It's booty focused.
It's okay. Why I've come into my own. We know that, don't we?
Absolutely. Yes, you got a proud rump. You got a proud rump, my friend.
My daughter's used my rump as a punching bag.
I've actually heard you've been described as a bit pear-y before.
Nah, you haven't. We're not going down this track
again. He's apple-bottomed. He's apple-bottomed.
We're not going down this track again.
Hey,
mate, I only do it from a place of hurt.
Kate Lane Brooke-Husey, how's she going in Italy? In lockdown. How many days has it been for them now?
Her daughter literally hadn't left the apartment in about 19 days. This is on Monday or Tuesday when we last spoke to her. 19 days inside.
Yes.
It's crazy over there.
Wow. And is she coping all right or she's just hating?
She's going slightly mad. She was talking to us the other day, Carrie, and she was saying that she's, you know, they cook dinner and then they hang out and it's just sort of nice. But then every now and again, if you watch her social, she'll put up a video of them going mad. Like Peter put on his shoes as a joke, like I might go outside, and they all fell about laughing. And she said that was the best thing that happened all day.
But you can't go outside.
That's tough.
The police come up to you.
Yeah, the police will come up. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, police are doing spot checks here now in Australia if you've been told to self-isolate.
Not at the airport, though. No, they're not. They're nowhere. Have you seen the footage from the airport?
What do you mean?
There's jam-packed.
Like they're waiting to be loaded onto a truck and they're all like back to back. No 1.5 metres between
them. At the international entry into this country, there's hundreds of people jammed together ready just to get dispersed around the nation with who knows what.
It's like the Bondi footage but with suitcases, but worse.
Much worse. They're closer together and they're, you know, who knows what they've got. Because they've all been overseas.
Duty free. Duty free. Shivers Regal. Yeah, they've all got a shivers.
Probably two bottles of Jammo for a decent price.
Sweet Toblerone.
Does anyone ever buy those massive Toblerones?
Of course they do. Duty free started in Ireland, and it was Toblerone was one of the first items that was ever part of duty free.
How do you know this stuff?
I don't know, Kerry.
I'm amazed it was Ireland because don't they have, I would have thought, taxing there. You know how all those multinationals have their
the double Irish.
In Ireland.
Yeah, the double Irish accounting system.
Jeez, where they love a tax break, don't they?
Because it was equidistant between when you were doing like the Atlantic crossings and things. You could stop there. That's why. So that's why they did it.
Really?
Yeah. God, I'm boring. Sorry, guys. I am punishing.
No, you are definitely going to be on my table at the next quiz night. That is for sure.
Carrie and Tommy. Stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app or stream us on your smart speaker.